It is Friday morning and time again for StoryCorps. This is the project that's recording loved ones across the country talking with each other about their lives. And today we have a conversation between Jackie and Scott Miller. Jackie adopted Scott in the early 1970s. He interviewed his mom about her decision, and he found out there was more to the story than he knew.
When did you and Dad decide to adopt?
We always knew from the time we first married, and we must have talked about it even before that. You know, we're very methodical people. Now, this is something you don't know. When I was 17, I got pregnant, and the light of my life is my father. But he gave me 24 hours to leave town, and I did have a son. I gave this baby up for adoption and said at that time that I will adopt a child when I'm able to take care of a child.
Wow. I just wasn't ready for that.
I'm sure.
Thank you for telling me.
So many times I would say, gosh, is this the time to tell him? But I'm 73 now, and it just seems like such a big secret.
Well, I guess I'm speaking of secrets. When I came out, I remember kind of saying to you, hey, Mom, I want to talk to you about something. And I stumbled just telling you I was gay. And the first thing out of your mouth was, I love you and I'm your mother.
By that time, I knew. There wasn't even any question in my mind. It's just you. And I couldn't be happier if you're happy with your life. Plus, you help me with my hair sometimes.
Yeah, it comes with its perks.
Yeah. There's no downside for me.
It's kind of funny. I think of myself to be an emotional person, but where you're concerned, I try not to be very emotional. I worry that you'll never know just how deeply I love you and how scary it is for me sometimes to imagine life without you.
That's something I can't make better for you. And I don't doubt it'll be tough, but you'll be okay. The thing that's been wonderful, sweetheart, is that we haven't missed much, you know. We spend a lot of time together, and you'll have those memories.
That's Jackie Miller with her son Scott at StoryCorps in New York City. Their interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can read more of their conversation in the new StoryCorps book, which is called Mom.